Some people remain convinced that just a bit more money will make things right. Their goals are arbitrary moving targets. $300,000 in the bank, $1 million in the portfolio, $100,000 a year instead of $50,000, etc. Julie's goal made intrinsic sense. Come back with the same number of children she had left with. She reclined in her seat and glanced across the aisle past her sleeping husband, Mark, counting as she had done thousands of times. 1, 2, 3. So far, so good. In 12 hours, they would all be back in Paris, safe and sound. That was assuming the plane from New Caledonia held together, of course. New Caledonia? Nestled in the tropics of the Coral Sea, New Caledonia was a French territory and where Julie and Mark had just sold the sailboat that took them 15,000 miles around the world. Of course, recouping their initial investment had been part of the plan. All said and done, their 15-month exploration of the globe, from the gondola-rich waterways of Venice to the tribal shores of Polynesia, had cost between $18,000 and $19,000, less than rent and baguettes in Paris. Most people would consider this impossible. Then again, most people don't know that more than 300 families set sail from France each year to do the same. The trip had been a dream for almost 2 decades, relegated to the back of the line behind an ever-growing list of responsibilities. Each passing moment brought a new list of reasons for putting it off. One day, Julie realized that if she didn't do it now, she would never do it. The rationalizations, legitimate or not, would just continue to add up and make it harder to convince herself that escape was possible. 1 year of preparation and 1 30-day trial run with her husband later, they set sail on the trip of a lifetime. Julie realized almost as soon as the anchor lifted that far from being a reason not to travel and seek adventure, children are perhaps the best reason of all to do both. Pre-trip, her 3 little boys had fought like banshees at the drop of a hat. In the process of learning to coexist in a floating bedroom, they learned patience, as much for themselves as for the sanity of their parents. Pre-trip, books were about as appealing as eating sand. Given the alternative of staring at a wall on the open sea, all 3 learned to love books. Pulling them out of school for 1 academic year and exposing them to new environments had proven to be the best investment in their education to date. Now, sitting in the plane, Julie looked out at the clouds as the wing cut past them, already thinking of their next plans. To find a place in the mountains and ski all year long, using income from a sail rigging workshop to fund the slopes and more travel. Now that she had done it once, she had the itch.